So it's a very special Colchester Arts Centre Christmas podcast.
Your voice went up.
My voice went up, and
usually in July.
That means that I've actually got a cold. That's the problem. And as you can see, it's absolute mayhem here in Colchester Arts Centre HQ. And here we are with Stafford, who's going to tell us his favourite gig of the year. Stafford Glover, what was the thing you enjoyed most at the Arts Centre over the last year?
Well, I've already been turned off. I've been turned off. I've been told off for.
Get the defibrillator.
I've been told off for trying to have more than one favourite event. So, I would like to give honourable mentions to One for Wednesday's performances from Tim Bromage, who did a mixture of folk
Christmas
horror and stage magic. Followed
Christmas Carol.
You may hear the forthcoming show of A Christmas Carol being mentioned in the background, which would not be in one of my my top.
Nobody actually chose that. Of the seven people we asked in the Arts Centre, nobody chose A Christmas Carol.
Nobody chose that.
Oh, that is sad. That is sad.
P45, all right.
So my other favourites would be Nicola Hunter, who did a very very interesting show about the dark side of female spirituality, with some live bloodletting and piles of earth and incense, which I enjoyed very much. But I would guess that the favourite has to be the spoken word performance from Alan Moore and MacGillivray, which MacGillivray being one of my favourite artists, and Alan Moore being an absolute hero of mine, having written Halo Jones and From Hell. Amazing having him in the building. And what a nice guy he was as well. Was fully prepared.
And a great beard.
A fantastic beard. Fantastic beard.
Beard and of the year, actually, because there's quite a few. You've got a beard. I've got a beard.
Yep.
Ben.
Mark's got a beard now.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And, of course, Chris Moore, son of Alan.
And Alan had a really, really, really good taste in biscuits, which was particularly pleasing.
Oreos.
Yep. Yep. And so that was great. I'd also like to mention A Christmas Carol. And a fantastic band from Brighton that we had, who that was my favourite musical event of the year, a band called AKDK, who made insane dance music on analog synths and drum kits, and were absolutely fantastic. I look forward to getting them back.
Thank you, Stafford. Now, we're over to Mr. Moore and... Alan Moore, but his son Chris.
Alan Moore is my dad.
He is your dad, but not the Alan Moore.
It's a different Alan Moore.
But you were there on the night. I remember talking to you. It was a fantastic. Was that one of your big choices of the year?
It was. Yeah. It's already been covered, so I can't put it in my. It's interesting to note that all of my bands have played here this year, booked by Stafford Glover, and not one of them received an honorary mention. from him, which is half of the course, I think, isn't it?
But let's not get bitter. Now, moving on.
Can I have two? I have two favourite gigs. Okay, so one would be Lanarkia, and that was at the end of June.
Yes.
And that was like a collaborative thing between Daniel O'Sullivan, the bassist from Zoo, who we also had here. That was really good. And Jessica Moss from A Silver Mount Zion. And it was just a beautiful gig.
Thank you very much.
Pretty low attendance. But the crown has to go to this year's Variety performance, which was headlined by Mr. Methane, who farted popular songs and fired a dart out of his anus, and popping a balloon that was sat on top of someone's head.
Now, talking about that, we'll move to Anthony Roberts. who actually, when I said earlier about Christmas Carol, that is definitely my favourite show of the year. Honestly, it is a fantastic show, and you've been doing it now for 73 years.
Feels like it
since I wrote it in 1843.
Yes, and also my highlight of the year was your impersonation of Charles Dickens. As a sort of Danny Dyer character.
He was there. It wasn't my impersonation of him. He'd come back.
So, Anthony Roberts, director of the Arts Centre, what is your favourite thing that's happened?
All the sex I ever had.
Yeah, yeah. What about your show that you like the best?
Oh, wow, right, that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a fantastic show. Why was it such a good show?
Well, I liked it because it just goes into areas that no one else was sort of like... goes into. you know, sex and older people is not really on the radar of many performance companies, but this was a really respectful, beautiful way of doing social history and enfranchisement and ownership, and have some great stories and some great people involved in it, and it's very difficult to do, and it was a brilliant piece of performance when it happened at the end. You know. So that was that, and then of course my favourite band is Captain Beefheart.
Ah,
and the Magic Band.
Yes,
Son's Captain Beefheart, of course. He's
R.I.P.
And so yeah, those two for me.
The Magic Band, wonderful. We had a great review of that by Sophie Cole.
Yeah,
people can go to our website, check that out, Sophie, as they say. And as we're moving into the next room, in fact, we're with Ben Howard. And so we might as well ask Ben, who is our marketing chap, what your favourite gig stroke event of the year is at the Art Centre.
There's too many really to mention, but Trans Am, when they played here, blew me away. I knew it'd be good, but I didn't know it'd be that good. Mm. And also Mother Sky on the bill that night, and Nothing Existed. It was a cracking lineup. But yeah, the other gig that I really enjoyed being here for was Steve Ignorant's Slice of Life.
Hmm.
Having grown up in a bedroom with a brother who used to play crass all the time, it was great seeing him, and he was charming.
What
he was
horrible childhood.
That was great. I love my education, my musical education.
So, crass, obviously, very good.
Yeah, great. So, a couple of gigs, I think, quite incredible. But there's so many. I mean, I don't think my favourite, so but they stand out as being really, really good. Yeah. And as Ant mentioned, All the Sex I've Ever Had, I think that's the only gig I've been to this year that made me cry, so that was pretty powerful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, All the Sex I've Ever Had is my favourite show, but the one who chose it first, Jules, you are the one, and we've all copied you. Why did you like that show in particular?
You have all copied me, and I have taken note of that.
Sorry.
The reason I liked that one was the sense of community and getting a different demographic of audience in that than we usually do. Hearing older people's opinions on a subject that you don't necessarily get to hear them talk about, because it's still associated with taboo in that generation. And it was really enlightening and touching, and I really enjoyed it. My second favourite gig is the complete opposite, the polar opposite, and that was the Pet Shop Boys tribute, because I love the Pet Shop Boys, and I know it wasn't them, but I could pretend it was, and that was the highlight of my year, when Stafford asked if he should book that, and we all agreed.
Yes.
That was a fun night.
All round. Now, we were going to talk to Bex, but she's on the phone, so we will now move over to Joe, who is has really kind of only been at the Art Centre for the last, 3 months.
A Christmas Carol, so I can get a pay rise for saying it, please.
Yes, Christmas Carol. But I know, Joe, you haven't been here that long, but you made a fantastic impact on the Art Centre. What is your favourite thing, even though you haven't been here that long?
My favourite would be a recent viewing of the children's Aladdin by Indigo Moon Theatre. I brought my 2-year-old son.
Oh.
Important to introduce him to live art at a young age, and he was so excited.
particularly
because it's a one-woman show done through shadow projection and cutouts. Although it was slightly embarrassing when the genie came out and he kept saying, mummy pig, oink, oink, oink. He was like, no, it's the genie. And also at the end, they get you to sort of get a glimpse behind the curtain, so you get to see how she creates the shadow effect, and you get to see sort of tricks of the trade, really.
Oh, beautiful. And what's your little boy's name?
Seth.
So Seth, he'd say obviously Aladdin as well, if he
definitely.
It's his favourite show.
Yeah, but he's also going to see Goblins, Peter and the Wolf, so he may say that after Christmas.
Oh, right. And that's a show to look forward to. It's coming up soon. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. And I think the final person that we haven't spoken to, Bex, is still on the phone. We'll go and move over. I think she might have finished a phone call by the time we get there.
It'd be great to hunt down Butch as well if he's in the building.
We need to find Butch as well.
Yeah.
But before we find Butch, Bex, we're coming over to you now. We're going to ask you. Hi. We can ask you what your favourite event at the Arts Centre over the last year was.
Okay, so obviously, as I've spoken about in previous podcasts, having Frank Iero here was absolutely incredible for me, fulfilling my childhood ambition. Yes. I've seen My Chemical Romance live before, but seeing Frank was great.
I haven't had a chance to ask you, what was it like? Because you were so excited about
it. Yeah, I was.
What was it like on the night when you... Did you go up and say hello?
I didn't, no. He was here in the day, and I sort of ran into him a few times, and I just couldn't do it, couldn't speak to him. I don't know.
Come
over all shy, yeah. Mm. So, no, I sort of said hello, and that was pretty much it. So that was really great. Really enjoyed that this year.
Yeah.
We also had Alan Moore. I thought that was a really great show.
Yeah.
He did a reading that was... really well attended as well.
It's like with all the sex I've ever had, it brought in an audience that doesn't always go into the Arts Centre. It was a different type of audience. And it was you could hear a pin drop, couldn't you, when he was reading?
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm.
And a special mention to Colchester Games Fair, where I spent far too much money.
Right, yeah. We won't mention that.
Colchester Vegan Fair. You are a vegan.
Yes, well observed. That was.
I came to the fair.
And came from far.
Yes.
So we're going to go and try and find Butch, because if we go through the door now, and while we're doing this, I mean, it is quite exciting to be back in the scenes at Colchester Arts Centre. We're now entering into the main bit of the building, which is the stage, and Mark Butchers is there, and he's actually attempting something quite dangerous here. But while he's doing that, Mark Butchers.
Hello.
I'm glad we found you, because no Colchester Arts Centre Christmas special would be complete without your take on what kind of year it's been, what your favourite gig, favourite event. You are this kind of legendary stalwart of Colchester Arts Centre. Mark Butchers, tell us, what is your view of the year?
It's been pretty good. It's been a bit up and down for me personally in places, but work-wise it's been really good the last month. We've had some fantastic shows. That's just a reflection of the programming, really, that Anthony and Stafford put in. And obviously, Ben marketing. So, yeah.
I mentioned Ben.
Yeah,
he's holding the phone.
Well, without the promotion and everything else of events, then obviously these things wouldn't get bums on seats or standing.
But I see you all the time. Every time I come to anything here, you're always there. You know, you just get involved. You seem to, you know, live and breathe the Arts Centre. But do you have any one thing that just stands out for you over the year?
The Vaudevillians.
Ah, right.
Yeah, because it was just so colourful. The audience interaction, the standing ovation, the audience at the end. I mean, it went on for about another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Photos, autographs. And the artists themselves were really approachable and lovely.
Mm.
But it was something out of the ordinary for Colchester Arts Centre to put on. It was a little bit different from our normal kind of programme.
Mm.
There was one other show which was Aladdin, which was a visual feast, a children's show, which I just, watching the children's faces, it was like old school, what I remember when I was little, kind of school productions that would come in.
Yeah, it's lovely, you know, isn't it?
They would come into the school and you'd sit there and watch it pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
So it was a bit like that. So, we've had some really good, really, really good stuff recently, and there's still more stuff to come.
So I think we've had the Aladdin one, all the sex I've ever had, and we've also had a lot of people saying that Alan Moore was... Those seem to be the top three just by this very unscientific... kind of survey of all the people working at the Arts Centre. Those are the top three.
Yeah, I don't know about much about it. I didn't see that gig anymore, but I heard good things about it. But I think the thing for me as the production manager is just the reflection on the Arts Centre of the quality, what a great team we have, and the feedback from the audience.
Yeah,
I mean, I duty manage as well, so it's nice seeing those faces go out at the end of the day. You know,
and after all these years, you still have that enthusiasm for the Arts Centre.
Yeah, I do, because a lot of it is the feedback that you get from the punters.
Yeah.
And they know you. I mean, the people come in, you know, week in, week out, or some people don't come back for 3 or 4 months. But it's nice. One of my favourite artists is Mark Thomas, because he just comes in and it's like he's your friendly next door neighbour kind of thing. So, It's really good. It's a really, from the point of view of meeting people and seeing something, you know, week in, week out, different. It's
challenging.
It's not your average 9-to-5 job, to be honest.
No. So, Mark, have a great Christmas.
Thank you very much.
So, Mark Butchers, thank you very much. Ben Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And from me, Anthony Clavain, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.